The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Now, sitting opposite at the moment for the first time ever in the studio, and I know he's kind of terrified, but he shouldn't be, because he's got the most amazing voice. He's just nailed something in the... not literally nailed something. He's voiced it brilliantly, and you can hear that on our website a little bit later on. But just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone, Jack. He's got a big, booming, professional voice. Jack, morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. I am very... I'm feeling very good, thank you.
Good, I'm glad. Are you a little bit sort of spaced out in here? Because it's the first time we've ever been in a radio studio.
Oh, I'm not spaced out. I'm just kind of just taking it all in.
Right.
I knew it would be something like this, all hooked up with wires and monitors. But it's just, I'm here. I'm in here.
So, Jack, you are a 21-year-old... college student?
Yes, I am currently a media student. I was doing art and design, but I got my two diplomas for that.
Okay, brilliant. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, it was quite the road.
So, you're at college for how many more years?
I am currently on a one-year course. I am not used to it. I normally did a certain path on a course where it would take me 2 years to do it instead, but this is a change of pace. I'm essentially a good ways in already, but yes, 1 year.
Okay, and you're enjoying it?
Yes, it is media. It's everything I could have hoped it for. I was aiming to marry my artistic skills with digital media production, and that's going to happen. I chose the right course.
Excellent. And what happens after the course then? What's the dream? What's the plan?
Now, what happens afterwards? Now, I want to stay at college for as long as I can, become as educated as I can to make up for lost time in high school, because did not really get much out of that. But I just want to get as much information as I can. But if I were to leave college, I would start working on my own personal branding and become more self-driven. Like, for example, I would like to establish a brand. I already have a name that I would like to go by as an artist, Ashen Angel.
Ashen Angel. Right, you kept that a secret. You didn't tell me that. I didn't know that. Real name is Jack.
Yes,
do you want to tell us what your surname is? You don't need to.
I'm Jack Goldsmith.
Okay, Jack Goldsmith. Okay, and you want to be like, there's loads of things you want to be. I heard your podcast and I thought, or your introduction, and I thought, wow, there's an awful lot of stuff there that you want to do. If you put yourself as a voiceover specialist, you're limiting yourself, and it's kind of I don't know, you might get bored after a while. But you've got all these other things that you really want to do. It's fabulous, interesting too.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I have always had an interest in multiple forms of media. I like to draw. I like to talk, and of course, I keep hearing from people, like, I play video games as a hobby, and times when I have spoken on the microphone, people are like, yo, you sound like a narrator, you sound like David Attenborough. Like, and the accent caught people off guard, and I thought, well, if everyone's saying it, I might as well take a little look into it. And apparently, it's been consistently true that I've always believed I could do voice work. Or becoming the voice of a character on a cartoon, or narrating a test paper, anything. But back to your point, yes, I have always had a lot of different creative interests. But thing is sticking to a path. When you have that many paths, it's kind of hard to stay on one.
Yeah, but I would imagine that as the age that you are, there's a path, and every time you take a step, something opens up, and you might find yourself, you know, going down a different way, or
exactly,
adding something else. It sounds absolutely fascinating, and you're so incredibly lucky, because when I was your age and looking at something like this, the options were very limited, but your options are they're out there, they're broad, there's so many things that you can do. Shall we talk about basic stuff?
Oh, exactly. Yes, we shall.
Have you got any pets?
Pets? Oh, pets. Yes, one French bulldog.
Right, a bulldog. Okay.
French bulldog. His name's Gary.
Gary the bulldog.
Yes. Oh,
brilliant.
He's, although you couldn't really bring him outside because he'd want to kill the first person he saw, but... But he's a good boy, really.
He's a good boy for you.
Yes, for us.
All right, so we've established you've got pets. What was the last thing you watched on YouTube?
Okay, that's a good one. The last thing I watched on YouTube was exploring, I can't exactly pin down what it was. It wasn't an audiobook. It was more of a person exploring something called the SCP Foundation.
Right. Okay.
Now I can't go. It's a horror related thing.
Okay.
They're exploring and explaining anomalous entities, their containment procedures, incidents related to them, and it is a whole rabbit hole. And if you're interested in horror/sci-fi, it is an incredible rabbit hole to go down.
Hey, look, you came in with headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the last thing you listened to on your headphones?
Oh, I was listening to a soundtrack from a video game called Bloodborne.
Right, a soundtrack from a video game.
Yes, I listen to a lot of video game soundtracks.
So is that like instrumental stuff?
Instrumentals, vocals, gothic choir. It could be a lot of different things. But this in this case, it was very much gothic choir. I was listening to the boss fight theme of a eldritch entity in the game called Ebriatas, Daughter of the Cosmos.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Hey, look, we're gonna. It's great to spend some time with you, and you have got a really, really good voice. And I
thank you so much. I appreciate every bit of the words.
Oh, honestly, it's earned. It's deserved as well. Your introduction was absolutely superb. I'm going to give that a 9.9 out of 10.
Hey, nice. Except for the one stammer, probably deducting 1 point.
That was it. That was it. And you knew it too.
Yes, I knew it.
And now, earlier on, I noticed you do accents as well. Yeah, you did some accents earlier on. You went into American,
I have no formal training. It's just what I've done, speaking to myself like a lunatic at my house.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we all do. I mean, none of us. I mean, none of us are voice trained unless you're like, you know.
I'd like to be. I'd very much like to be. Since I consume so many, I watch so many cartoons, I'd love to get a role as a character in something, anything, just lend my...
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, I've got to be honest with you, you could go in and... These people that are doing the voiceover, you know, specialist stuff, you go in there and teach them with your voice. Sounds good.
You flatter me, thank you.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to introduce the next song. It's Harry Styles there. See that on the thing there?
Uh-huh.
Harry Styles, Treat People With Kindness. I want you to just gather yourself and think, who can I introduce Harry Styles as... And come up with a character, okay? So any character, any one of your voices.
All right. I got you. Yes.
Who was that? That was American, wasn't it?
Oh, that was accidental.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, just go on then. Have you got one?
The next main track, Harry Styles, Treat People With Kindness.
That sounds like my granddad. Do you want to do another one? Can we do an American one?
Here we got Harry Styles, Treat People With Kindness.
All right, that'll do. All right, thanks for that.